Hey, speaking of stories, no one tells a better story around these parts than Matt Stewart, who's about to join us for a bit of a recap of the weekend in racing. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning, Daniel. Apparently I've been blamed for giving Jordan Lewis the lurgy.
There you have been blamed. Well, he
blamed. Then he gave it to someone else and
somebody else would have got it on the back of that, do you think?
Yeah, so it'll start. I'm the start of the chain.
Is that why you're wearing a turtleneck today?
This is an antiviral turtleneck. Yeah, it's the latest.
It's a skivvy.
It's
to
the
be
latest
honest.
From Harris.
It's not a skivvy.
It's the latest from Harris scarf.
It's a turtleneck. It's a really nice turtleneck. You look sharp.
I do.
You look like you should be in from some 1980s sort of.
I look like a spy in casual wear.
Yes, 1980s spy movie. You're
What's
in.
His name? Pierce Brosnan in a casual moment on a chilly evening.
James Bond, we'd like to call it.
Hey, we're still trying to work out what happened to Zaki.
Where is it?
So, no, he's still in Brisbane, I think. But
yeah, but what happened?
Rank failure in the Doom. But this is it was an unusual prep hour. Like, it was a fresh prep, and maybe he was revving a bit in the run, I thought. But that's the way he gallops, I suppose. So, yeah, whether the changing of the guard. We had another three-year-old winning yet another Group 1 with the Goodwood in Adelaide with Kieran Maher, and the three-year-olds are running amok at the moment. So maybe the big transition's occurring.
Right.
The older horses giving the baton to the younger ones.
But how old is Zaki? 5?
Oh, 8.
Oh, yep. 8?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed a couple of years there. Yep. COVID got me.
Yeah, you're not good at the birthday brekkie.
I'm all right for musicians normally.
Al's better. He hit the nail on the head this morning.
Seemingly 68. Horses are my challenge. Ivor Davies, are you a fan of Ivor Davies?
Yeah, Gullen's a bit out of... Every time he goes low every time, doesn't he? I'm driving along going, God, jeez. The 80s, mate. Liberty Island won the Japanese Oaks.
I've seen it.
Owls are breeding, man. Mm. Yankee Rose is the mummy.
Yep. Juramente is the sire.
Yeah, who's Juramente?
Very good stallion. I mean, there's heaps over there, but he's one of the really good ones, and this filly is worth an absolute fortune now. 3 Group 1s in 5 starts.
And looks like Almond Eye, if it was a reasonable field, she beat.
That's right.
She looked like she just was so good, but I just always query Oaks races whether they're any good, but I'm assuming they were. Mm. She Will Reign's got a Derby contender over there.
Machine's got progeny over there.
Sea Siren.
Yep.
They are turning our broodmares, you know, like the evidence is they're crafting them with the Japanese sires and producing. Someone tweeted something very interesting. If those mares had stayed here, they would have gone to I'm Invincible or Schnitzel, and they would have just produced those fast but limited sort of horses that we have a lot of. But the Japanese have mixed them in with these and the way they nurture them and train them. Mm. And look what they've been able to produce, a mare that looks like Winx.
Juramente is, of course, a son of King Kamehameha, who is a son of King Mambo, so it's that Mr. Prospector line.
It's that Mr. Prospector line that you never stop talking
Thanks,
about.
Thanks, Caroline Searcy.
Out of a Sunday Silence mare to Admire Groove, bred to be, as we like to say in the industry, bred
to be
purple.
Anything.
Bred in the purple.
Did you see the bitey horse in the Lockinge Stakes in England overnight? This is the race that some of us thought Animo should have targeted in the UK had he gone over there. The win was Modern Games. The runner-up is going to come out here for the Champions Mile, apparently. He tried to savage the winner at about the 50-metre mark and then lost his own momentum and then rallied again for second. But there's a great shot in the Racing Post website of bitey, head out to the side, having a real old crack it. And he was going for the jugular, too. He was going right for the sweet spot.
Well,
so,
if you're
going
to get one, you might as well get one.
So have a look at that. Plenty to talk about. The great jumps racing at Sandown yesterday, some lovely camera angles, which has been a real part of the jump story this year. So lots to talk about on the verdict.
All right, looking forward to it coming up just after 8:30. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.